Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with Life Support Outreach Church and the Prayer Room Ministry. And I am delighted today. I just want to give reverence to God, who is my life, and to everyone in their respective places, to Apostle Deans in his absence, and to all of you that's listening. I just give God praise and glory on today. I magnify his name on today. We're here today, and I'm so thankful that he allowed us to be here on today. We're going to get ready to open our worship service today. We're going to have devotion, and then we're going to go with our testimonies, altar prayer. Well, we're not going to do altar prayer until last, but our testimonies, and we're going to get right into the Word of God. So we're going to open up with a song for our devotioner, a scripture, and a prayer. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Scripture reading will be coming from Psalm 67. God, be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us, that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. I have just read you from Psalms 67 in its entirety. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come this afternoon humbly before your throne of grace, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come right now just giving you all praise and glory, magnifying your name this afternoon, Lord. We just give you praise. We give you glory. We magnify you today, Lord. I'm asking you on today, right now, God, in the name of Jesus, to bless our afternoon Sunday service today. We ask you right now, Lord, to just bless today. Send your anointing, God. We need you today, and we can't make it without you, Lord. And we need you, Father, and we cannot make it without you, Jesus. And we ask you today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, just to cover us, Lord, in the blood of Jesus, and encamp your angels all around us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless our service, God. Send your anointing, God. Bless everyone under the sound of my voice on today. I ask you to let me decrease, that the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, may increase and minister to us on today. Lord, I ask you to open up our understanding to your word, God, that we may apply your word to our hearts and to our daily lives in the name of Jesus. We just give you glory today. We give you glory, and we thank you for everything that you do for us. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen, and praise the Lord. We just thank and praise God on today. I give God glory, and I give him praise on today. I give God thanks today. He's just an awesome God, and we're getting ready to go into our testimony and service. I won't hold you long today. I'm just going to teach a little bit today. But God is good, so I'm not going to hold long today. But I'm going to go as long as I can. So we're going to just open up our testimony and service today. I just give reverence to God, who is my life, and to just to thank him for everything. Every time he wake me up in the morning, I just thank God. I thank God on today. That's what's wrong now. I stayed up. I got by the grace of God. He woke me up at 3. I stayed woke praying and just giving him the glory as long as I could. Then I went back to bed and was woke up again. I'm a little beat, but that's okay. I can sleep anytime. I'd rather praise God until I can't praise no more. So I just thank and praise God for his awesomeness. Every time I look around, God blessing me. Every time I look around, he's touching and healing me. Every time I look around, he's keeping me staying focused. every time I look around, he just doing so many other things, and I just can't praise him enough. God is just an awesome God. He's an awesome God, and I just thank him for my daily bread. I thank him today. I thank God for everything that he does. He's awesome. He's awesome. I give God glory, and I give him praise on today, and I don't take nothing for granted. I just don't. God is just an awesome God, and so I give God praise on today. I give God glory today for all that he does. And we just got to stay focused and know that God is who he say he is in our lives. You know, God is good. God is good. And I can't stop praising him. I don't know. I missed a day or so last week or whenever it was, and it looked like it did something to me. I said, Lord, I don't want to be not praying like I should. I asked him to forgive me because, I mean, I was still studying and stuff, and I was still saying prayer here and there, but that just let me know that you cannot just sit around and say, well, I pray all day. No, you got to save some time for God. You got to put aside some time for God. That don't count because I can do that all day and still be like, Lord, I need to hear from you. I need this. I need a word from you. So I know that you got to do more than that. So I thank and praise God for an opportunity. Every chance I get, I just want to be loving on him. I just thank because he loved us. He died for us. So I thank God today, and I give God glory and praise on today. He's just such an awesome God. So is there any more testimonies on today? Because God is good. He's good. I give God the praise, too. I can't stop hardly even talk. If I'm in a conversation, he always got to come up. I don't care what conversation I'm in. I don't care if it's an intimate conversation. The Lord is going to come up in my conversation. And that's when you know you got a relationship with God because you can't hardly stop talking about him. I don't care if you're at the grocery store. I don't care if you're in the doctor's office. I don't care where you are. He always comes up. I just thank him today. I was at Sam's this morning, and God came up. I mean, I'm just telling you, you can see the love of God just throughout, and I thank God on today. I love God today, and I'm telling you, I don't worry about man, but I sure enough got to put an impression on God. He know my heart, and he know your heart, and I give God praise. Any more testimonies? Because I can keep on testifying. Y'all know that, don't you? Mm-hmm. I sure can, because God been good to me. He not only woke me up, but he gave me a mind to pray. And that's the main thing. That's the main thing. I thank him today. So if there's no more testimonies, we're going to hear a song, and then I'm just going to teach a little bit today. I'm not going to do a whole lot. I'm going to teach a little bit today. And praise God for being just a child of God, letting God deliver us from our own self. I'm telling you, sometimes we're our own worst enemy and don't know it. And sometimes we do know it, but it's all right because God is, and he'll do just what he say he'll do. So I thank and praise God on today. He is an awesome God, and I give him glory and I give him praise. We're going to get ready to go into the Word of God on today. Like I said, I'm not going to hold you long today. I'm not. I stayed up too late. I got up early and stayed up late, so, and I've been running ever since. So, and it's okay because it's for my God, and I just thank and praise God for that. Thank him for waking me up, giving me an opportunity to pray. So we're going to go to the Word of God. Father, I just thank you today. You know, I just thank you for being who you are in my life, God. I'm asking you now, Lord, to let me decrease and let the Holy Ghost increase and teach us on today, Father. I'm asking you now to bind the strong man from this radio broadcast. Every witch, every wizard, every warlock, every demon on assignment. Your assignment is counsel here today. This is God's business right here, and you have no part in it. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm asking you to cover every ear that's under my voice, under the sound of my voice. Cover every mind. In the name of Jesus that's listening on today, cover them in the name, in the blood of Jesus, and encamp your angels all around about them to protect them from all hurt, harm, or danger, Lord. I give you praise, and I give you all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name I pray and ask it all. Amen. Amen. We're going to go to Romans chapter 6. And we're just going to start at the first verse. And we may go down to the 12th verse, I think it is. It's not going to be long, though. Romans chapter 6. And I'm going to read through it right quick. And then we're going to go back and go over the verses. Romans 6, the first verse says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound?
God forbid. How shall we that are dead in live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us are as were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism unto death, into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve in sin. For he that is dead is free from sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, died no more. Death have no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he lived unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourself to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. So we're going to talk a little bit about today. We're not going to hold you long. We're going to talk a little bit about today. What's your position? What's your position? You know, because we all should hold a position. We all should hold some kind of position when it comes to sin. We all should hold a position. I do. And Paul did too. So Paul started off, I guess he wasn't trying to argue, but not a little bit. But he wanted to know, what's our position? He said, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? He asking a question. That's what he want to know. Shall we continue in sin? We were born into sin. Ain't nobody so holy and saved that they haven't sinned, honey. Oh, we all run the church. We all get into the choir. We get into preaching and teaching and all that like we ain't never did nothing. And we all sin. Oh, we want to come on somebody's head and, oh, you this, you that, you this, you that. You done did this and you done did that. But we all sin. And even though we in church, even though we in God, even though we feel with the Holy Ghost, the word say, if you say you don't sin, you a liar and the truth ain't in you. But we want to point a finger at somebody else. We all sin every day. And if you say you don't, the word of God say you are liar and the truth ain't in you. So we can't point our finger at nobody. Nobody can. Me and nobody else. Because we're not holy rope. So holy that we ain't no earthly good to nobody, because we think we sin proof. We're not. We make mistakes. And if we live long enough, we're going to make some more. It's life. It's preparation. God preparing us for things. It's the process. We have to go through something. God used broken vessels. You don't come out your mother womb out sanctified and holy and think you know something and can help somebody else. You can't, because you ain't been through nothing. You got to go through something in order to help somebody. got to go through something. Every one of these disciples went through something. Paul went through so much. John thought he was going crazy in the book of Revelation, seeing all that stuff. He was being punished out on the Isle of Patmos. They put him out there by himself, and the Holy Ghost met him. All of these disciples. Ruth went through something. Naomi went through something. Esther went through something. Deborah went through something. We all went through something. David went through something. If you don't go through something, every one of them see it. Moses, the prophet, see it. We sin and we fall short of the glory of God. We all do. Don't think we know more than nobody else. Don't think we are, because we're not. God is the only God that can put a man up and take that man down. He's the only God, person, that can fire you and steal you, take you out of office, take you out of life. We gotta do something. Because he ain't accepting no mess no more. He don't want us to sin, but he ain't accepting no mess no more. We got to stop. Galatians 2. No, not yet. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Because it's only the grace of God when we sin in that keep us. Because if it wasn't for his grace, we'll be dead. We'll be dead. Paul was stating facts. He wasn't trying to prove anything. Just life. Just look at life. He was looking at life, and he was bringing it raw. Ask that question raw. What shall we say? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God is not going to keep giving us his grace like that if we're going to continue in sin. And it's a difference. Sin is sin, but it's a difference. Sometimes we willfully sin, and sometimes we don't just try to sin. You know, it can happen. It can happen. But some people just sit up and willfully sin, and that's not good. Because believe me, God looking at us ain't trying to scare nobody. This is the word of God, this fact. God is looking at us. He's watching everything we do and say. And when we step before that great white throne to be judged, we're going to be judged for everything that we do, every deed we do, whether it's good or bad. We're going to be judged. And I don't want to go to hell and live here all my life in hell. I don't want to do that. I ain't perfect by no means. But I ain't want to do that. Mm-mm. You know, we just need to make sure we repent every day, because the Father knows. He knows. And it's so much to this scripture right here. I studied last night. And it's still, it's not a preaching scripture. It's a teaching scripture. It's a teaching scripture, because we always think we're so holy, and we should be living holy. I ain't saying holy, but sinless. We can live holy. We have to repent. When we repent, God forgive us for what we did, but that don't give us a license to go and do it again and to keep on sinning. When you repent, you got to turn from that thing. You can't keep doing it. But I'm just saying, if some people just think, when I tell you, some people think, hey, I'm it. I'm doing this and I'm that. and I'm this, and I don't sin. I'm so holy and this and this, and I live like this, and no, you'll never catch me doing this. No. God allow a lie to come in your mouth just so he can let you know you ain't sinless. You ain't sinless. God don't want us to think that either. He never want us to think we without sin. That's why he told the people when they were trying to get the prostitute before him, he that sinless cast the first stone. Nobody is sinless but him. Nobody. And I tell you, I just don't know. And then some people try to make like he ain't sinless, and that's a lie. That's a lie from the pits of hell. It's a lie. And don't ever believe it. But we have to know that God is watching us. He's watching us. And he know we can't live in this life always and not sin. That's why he said repent. Repent, every one of you. I repent. Verse 2 says, God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer there is? How shall we? Paul is asking this question, and it makes it obvious that he understood justification to mean a declaration. This declaration is of righteousness. Galatians chapter 2, verse 19 says, for I wrote this wrong. Galatians chapter 2, verse 19, says, for I, through the law, am dead to the law, that I might live unto God. Christ paid the penalty for us, for sin, that the law demanded. Paul could cease giving further thought to legal obedience as a means of winning God's acceptance. You know, God died for every sin. Yours, mine, everybody else. See, in the back in the law day, in the law, they said we couldn't keep the law because it was too hard to keep the law. But when Christ came and died for all of that, we were sinless. We was free from sin. We was free because he died. So we don't have an excuse. Don't have an excuse. By no means doesn't want us to keep sinning. Grace cannot be exploited. It cannot be prostituted. It cannot be just we sin because God's grace is there. We sin for evil things. He won't allow that because of our union with Christ. We are dead to sin and are alive unto God. We are alive unto Christ. This is obvious. We can't keep sinning. And what we should be doing is saying, Lord, I want to live more and more like you. I want to be more and more like you. I don't want to live like this. I want to be holy. I want to be sanctified. I want to be set apart. I want to live for you. I'm trying to be, oh, you think you're so holy. I'm not. I want to live as holy as possible. I want to live righteous as I can. I don't think I'm better than nobody else, but I want to be like Jesus. I don't want to be like this man, that woman, this person. Uh-uh. I don't want to be like you. I want to be like Jesus. I want to live with the love of Jesus in my heart. I want to do what Jesus say do in this word. I want to do this. Hmm. So we're going to pray right here for a minute. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bind every witch. Yeah, I bind every witch. I bind right now. Every witch, every wizard, every warlock, I bind you up right now. I cast you out, and I command you to get off of this radio broadcast in the name of Jesus. You have no power and no authority here. Amen. So we want to live that God can use us. We want to live. Because God ain't going to use you if you live in any kind of way. When you, that's like being disobedient to God. Let me just get to another one. Know ye not, so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ. We're baptized into his death. Came back, huh? This again is a verse that has been misunderstood. It's been misunderstood. If you find water in this verse, we miss the meaning. We miss the meaning. The blood of Jesus. Now, and I'm trying to get this right, the Holy Spirit. Okay, baptism into Jesus means that baptism with the Holy Spirit joins the believer to Christ. Separating him from the old life and associating him with the new life. He is no longer in Adam, but in Christ. You know Adam sinned. And we went right on after Adam. One man sinned, and one man came to redeem us, and that's what happened. So we sinned with Adam, and we was redeemed with Christ. That's what happened in short. Number four, verse four, therefore we are buried with him by baptism unto death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in a newness of life. That's what we should do. When we give up all of this old stuff, when we come to Christ, when we put our life in his hand, when we say and believe that he died and he rose, when we know that he died for all of our sins, we're in Christ. We are buried with him by baptism unto death. Just as we were identified with Christ in his death, we are identified with Christ in his resurrection. So when we were identified with him, when he was crucified on the cross, then we are identified with him when the Father raised him up, when he was resurrected from the dead. We are joined together, joined daily to a living Christ. Our sins have already been judged. We are already raised. We are seated with Christ in heavenly places. Jesus. I'm talking about Jesus. No. God's Son, the Savior of the world, Jesus. I'm talking about the Redeemer. I'm talking about Jesus Christ. That's who I'm talking about today. The blood of Jesus. Now, don't keep getting on this line. The blood of Jesus is against you. Y'all keep praying, popping on this line. I know who it is, but it's okay. It's a witch. But she can't get on here today, Mr. Wiggins, because I ain't good today. I stayed up too long praying, and she'll get some of this. Number five, for if we have been planted into him, and I could say much more. I don't have a lot of time for this, and I was trying to go through the 12 verses, but we won't be able to do it today. I got so much wrote down, and things keep getting back on the line, but it's okay because God he's covering this line in the blood of Jesus, and everybody that's on this line is covered under the blood of Jesus. And he's encamped angels on this line. The blood is on this line. I'm asking God to shift the atmosphere on this radio broadcast. I'm asking God to shift the atmosphere on the radio broadcast. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking God, hallelujah, to cover this radio broadcast in the blood of Jesus. That's what I'm doing. He is covering this radio broadcast in the blood. In the blood of Jesus is against every demonic force that try to come up against this radio broadcast. Every demon on assignment, your assignment is canceled. Every witch, Father, I ask you to send fire from heaven and burn every witch, every wizard, every warlock in the name. Burn them up, God, in the name of Jesus. Let the Holy Ghost go all over their body in the name of Jesus. Let the Holy Ghost make them bow down today. You have no power and you have no authority on this radio broadcast in the name of Jesus. I don't know who you think you are, but I plead the blood of Jesus is against you on today. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus is against you on today. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood, all of us seated under, in the name of Jesus, I plead the blood. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. In the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against us will ever prosper. Not one weapon. In the name of Jesus, 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 the blood of Jesus is against you today. In the name of Jesus, in the name, this radio broadcast is from God, and nobody, not no demon, gonna come up against it. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to send the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, to make them bow down to the Jesus, to make them bow to the word of God on today. In the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against this radio broadcast shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I just thank God on today. They gone. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I give God praise on today. I give God glory today. So if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Y'all know that God raised Jesus from the dead. He raised him. If we are united by being grafted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also united by growth, grafted, virtually connected in the likeness of his resurrection. In the likeness of his resurrection, we actually share the life of Christ as a limb grafted into a tree. Just like a tree have limbs, that's how we are to God. We are part of him. We're connected to him by the blood of Jesus. Number six says, knowing this, that our old man is crucified. That the old, you're going to keep coming on. I'm going to keep cutting you off. I hope you hear me. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. We should not serve sin. Our old self, all of that a person is believed before salvation, that's what it is. For we accept Jesus Christ, which is made old by reason of the presence of the new life in Christ, though separated from its power, its presence has not been eradicated. Therefore, we are exhorted to lay it aside. I'm talking about the body of sin. And it does not mean that the physical body is itself sinful, but that our body can become the instrument of sin, destroyed. I don't know why they keep coming on. I keep cutting them off. They keep coming back. Knowing this, these are things we know. When Paul say, your old man is crucified with him, he doesn't mean your father. He means your old nature. Hello?
How you doing? I have nothing but love for you.
Who is this?
Then we're on the right path.
Who is this?
My name is Alameen. And I'm calling from Texas.
Okay.
And I'm sorry that you feel like that I'm not on your level, but we're on the same level. And I just want to tell you that I love you. And I do love you because you're on the right level. And I thank God for you. So...
Amen.
I just want to say to you that I don't know the calls that you have been getting and those that have been calling that has been wrong.
Right.
But I'm not wrong. I'm with you, my sister, my beloved. My name is Alameen Muhammad, and I just want to let you know that I'm on your right path. And you are on the right path. And I'm sorry I'm so sorry that you might not feel that same way.
Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. God, we give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. Hallelujah.
Yes.
For it all belongs to you, God. We magnify your holy name, God. We lift your name
God.
On high, but there is no God like you, God. Hallelujah, God. We bless your name, oh God. God, we come up against
Lord.
Every demonic force in the name of Jesus,
Lord.
Oh God, that's trying to interrupt your word on today.
Yes,
we bind
Lord.
It up
in the name of
God.
Jesus.
The blood of Jesus
yes,
is against
in the name of
in
Jesus.
The mighty
hallelujah.
Name of Jesus.
Hallelujah,
God. We give you praise. We give you glory.
Yes,
hallelujah, God. We give you praise, God.
Yes,
yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord, God. We bless your name, oh God.
Yes,
we bless your name, God.
Yes,
hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes,
glory to God.
Yes, hallelujah. And so when they have when they get where they can speak and say stuff they back on again. Back on again. Well, anyway, we just going to keep going with what we going with because God is good. And I'm getting ready to get off now. I'm getting ready to get off. God is good.
Amen.
I got about 5 minutes. We're going to just give God the praise on today. We're giving God the praise on today. I don't know what's going on, but I know who I serve, and I serve the risen King. I don't know about nobody else, but I serve the risen King. And we're going to just phone praying, and I ask everyone to pray for this radio broadcast in the name of Jesus, and we're going to keep going for what God knows. For what we know, we prayed our altar prayer. We all have prayed. And I just thank God, and I want you to just keep this radio broadcast in prayer. We're going to keep coming on every chance we get. All of our show times, our radio broadcast times, we're going to be here. And we're going to keep doing what we got to do. So I thank and praise God on today for everyone that's here. And we will be back on for our regular Bible class in the name of Jesus. We love everyone. God bless you. God keep you. God love you, and I love you too. Have a good rest of the day. God bless you. Amen.